How many of you simply post the final image from a session and feel like that's showing up on social? I wish that that was all we had to do, don't you? In today's episode, I'm sharing how to post one senior session to tell the entire story from start to finish, because just sharing the end result isn't enough. Hey y'all, I'm Leslie Kerrigan, and I'm on a mission to help photographers just like you build successful senior photography businesses. Why? Because when I first started, I couldn't find the answers I was looking for to help me and my business, and I don't want that for you. I created Seniorology to be a complete resource full of education, information, and inspiration for senior photographers. With over 10 years of experience and a lot of trial and error, I've learned what it takes to create a six-figure senior photography business that is still going strong today. I created this podcast with you, the senior photographer, in mind to share with you what works and what doesn't, what I'm actually implementing in my own business, in order to help you create the business of your dreams and become the go-to senior photographer in your area. Are you ready? Let's get started. Before we get into the nitty-gritty of the senior session social media workflow, I wanted to share a little life update. I think it's always important to share with y'all what I'm actually experiencing, because I am just like you, running a senior photography business while juggling family and life and all the things. So at the time this session airs, I will have officially kicked off my class of 2022 season. Where I live, the weather allows me to shoot almost year-round, and most of my senior clients wait until the spring before they graduate to get their photos taken. However, through lots of educating and telling potential clients when to book and why other seasons are great, I'm seeing more seniors than ever book their sessions at the end of summer and into fall. Thank goodness. So this class started with a destination senior session that I just finished and several local sessions coming up. I'm also dealing with all the emotions of the fact that my oldest son is officially a senior. And as of the airing of this episode, he will have started his first day of his senior year. Wow. I now understand the emotions from my client's perspective, from all the moms, because guess what? I am now in their shoes with my own child. And if you have kids out there that are seniors or will be seniors in the future, trust me when I say crying at any time is totally real. There are days I just burst into tears and think, how am I going to be able to drop him off next year? But there are other times I'm like super excited because I know how much fun my college experience was, and I want that for him too. But then more emotions hit because I'm also nervous and sad that he will be leaving next year. Trying to figure out an amazing senior session for him is also causing a little bit of anxiety. I want something different and unique, and I want to kind of go somewhere that is different than what I normally shoot. So any and all suggestions are welcome. In addition to that, I kicked off the second round of the Seniorology semester, and we had our first of six Zoom workshops leading up to the in-person retreat, which will happen in January. I'm so excited to help these students over the next 6 months grow their senior photography businesses, and I look forward to watching them take their business to the next level. If you're interested in the Seniorology semester to help you become the go-to senior photographer in your area, you can apply now for the third round, which will begin in January of 2022. Visit www.seniorology.com/semester to apply. Now that you've caught up a little on what's going on with me, let's get into the episode. I mean, that's why you're here, right? When I first started using Instagram to market my senior photography business, I posted pretty edited photos from shoots, and frankly, that was enough. It was all I needed to do in the beginning. Show off pretty photos, get noticed, and seniors would book me. Now, that isn't really the case anymore, and honestly, maybe it never really was. The thing is, we can all post a final, edited, pretty image to show off our work, But does that really tell the full story? Does that image help market our business and get us booked? Not exactly. Showing up on social means giving our potential clients a glimpse into what it is like to work with us and telling them why they need to work with us versus someone else. A pretty image only shares the work. It only shows the end result. It doesn't tell the story of everything that the senior might have experienced leading up to that beautiful photo. It doesn't share with them our process and what makes us different. It only shares the end result. I honestly wish all we had to do was post a pretty image. That would make our job so much easier, but it just doesn't work like that. In order to truly market our business through social media, we have to tell potential clients and show potential clients what it is like to work with us by sharing every step of the process. No one wants part of the story. We want the entire story. If you listened to last week's episode of the Seniorology podcast, you heard me share some common objections that potential clients might have. And one of those was not knowing what you are like or what it is like to work with you. If you haven't listened to that episode, you can go to www.seniorology.com/episode55. So how can you use one senior session to tell the complete story of what it is like to work with you, show potential clients what it is like to work with you, and overcome that objection so they hire you? We all know that being consistent is a great strategy to use when it comes to social media, but without a clear workflow, we can post a little all over the place. We have workflows for other parts of our business, so why not have one for your senior sessions and social media? By being consistent and showing off each senior session from start to finish, you not only have tons of posts and content to share, but you create FOMO for your viewers. They see other seniors working with you and it makes them want to do the same. So what is a senior session social media workflow? A tongue twister? Yes. But it is a set of steps or items to post for every single senior session. The more you do it, the easier it gets and it becomes second nature to you. The social media workflow can be a combination of Instagram story posts, reels, feed posts, and more, and they don't all have to be posted the day of the session. The first step to creating a workflow for your senior session social media is to make a list of everything you do for a senior session. You can create three different sections of your workflow: the pre-session workflow, the session workflow, and the post-session workflow. By breaking it up into these sections, it becomes a little bit more manageable. I actually have a checklist that I use that allows me to stay consistent and make sure that I'm sharing every piece of a senior session from start to finish. Here is my complete senior session social media workflow. You may want to grab a piece of paper because these are going to be things you're going to want to do yourself. My pre-session workflow includes sharing my welcome packets going out in the mail, sharing a photo of a client during a wardrobe consultation, location scouting for a client session, and sharing that a client booked with me. On the day of the session, I will share the following. It's Lucy's session day, kind of graphic or photo, something to let people know that this person is having their photos taken today. I also share meeting my client at Hair and Makeup. I share the client's outfits for their session, the client getting hair and makeup done, a before and after of hair and makeup, the client in their first outfit, the location of the shoot, a fun boomerang of the client during the shoot, behind the scenes photos of the shoot. Pro tip, ask the mom or whoever came with the senior to capture these for you. Have an intern or one of your old senior clients or models accompany you on the shoot for behind the scenes. If I go to a different location, I then share the next location. I share the client in a different outfit. I also make sure to share an end of the shoot selfie with my client, and even an end of the shoot interview where I ask my senior what her favorite part of the shoot was and capture that on video. The next step is the post-session workflow, which consists of sharing back-of-camera sneak peeks, behind the scenes of me editing the photos from the shoot, actual edited sneak peeks of a few of my favorite final images, the order session with photos of my client watching the slideshow, the products arriving at my home that my client ordered, packaging up the client's order, delivering the order, and a photo of a client with her final products. From there, you can share final images from the shoot with social proof to share with potential clients what this client's experience was working with you. As you can see, you can create tons of great social media content from just one single senior session that will draw your viewers in so that they watch the entire story of a senior session unfold. They will see what it is like to work with you, get a glimpse of who you are and what your personality is like, and want the same experience for themselves. To make one senior session go even further, you can use final images for future posts that educate your followers. Maybe your senior had some amazing outfits, so you can show off her photos with reasons why the outfits were great for photos. Maybe you went to a new location during her shoot, so you could post all about the location. One senior session can give you tons of content that not only lets your viewers know what it is like to work with you, but also educates them and answers questions they may have about a senior photo shoot. It allows you to connect with your viewers and potential clients in ways that one single edited photo can't. In order to create your own social media workflow, write down what you do before every shoot, during every shoot, and after every shoot. Brainstorm unique ways that you can show off each of these things on social media so your followers and potential clients see the entire session from start to finish. Being consistent and doing this for every shoot will give potential clients something to look forward to and expect. They will be invested in watching the entire story play out on social media, and the more they watch these senior session stories, the more they will want to be a part of one themselves. Get creative and change up how you share each of these things from shoot to shoot. In other words, one senior shoot, you may make a reel that tells the entire story of that senior session. And another one, you may go live and show you actually photographing a senior. You can use your Instagram story to show highlights from a senior session and then point viewers to your feed to see the final results. You can even get viewers involved by creating polls of which edit they like best or which image is their favorite from a specific session. The point is to make sure you are telling the entire story so viewers are invested and want to see the end result. Just showing the end result doesn't have the same effect and does not draw viewers in like telling them the entire story. Let's face it, people love to see the process. They love to see the before and after, and they want to see how the magic happens so they know that you can give them the exact same results. To continue the conversation, head over to the Seniorology community on Facebook, where you can share ideas, ask questions, and get advice on any topic, including the senior session social media workflow. To join, simply go to www.facebook.com/groups/seniorology community. Answer the questions and you will get approved. And if you want to start using this workflow for your senior sessions, grab the free workflow checklist at www.seniorology.com/social workflow. You can use this as a checklist to make sure you are posting the entire story of your senior sessions. As always, if you like this episode, take a screenshot, share it to your story, and tag @Seniorology so I can feature you on my story. And be sure to hit the subscribe button so you never miss a single episode of the Seniorology Podcast. Thanks so much for listening. I will be back next week with an all new episode. And until then, have a great week, y'all. Thank you for listening to the Seniorology Podcast.